Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about achieving perfectly crispy roast potatoes, regardless of the potato variety. Exciting, right?
Absolutely. I'm always struggling to get that perfect crisp. So, what's the secret sauce here?
Well, it's less about a specific recipe and more about a technique. The content creator emphasizes that there are over 5,000 potato varieties, so one size doesn't fit all.
Makes sense. They started with a humble method, right? Just oil, salt, and roast?
Exactly. But the results were underwhelming. Not crispy enough, not fluffy enough. Then they went to the other extreme, a Michelin star chef's elaborate method.
Oh, the one where the potatoes are practically falling apart before they even hit the oil?
That's the one. While it produced amazing roasties, it's way too high stakes for the average home cook, especially during a busy Christmas dinner.
And let's not forget the insane amount of oil. Delicious, but not exactly healthy.
Totally. So the creator proposes a hybrid method, combining the simplicity of the humble approach with the techniques of the Michelin star chef. It's all about understanding the potato spectrum, from waxy to floury.
Ah, the potato spectrum. I see. Interesting. So how does this hybrid method actually work?
It involves parboiling the potatoes until just soft. Then a crucial step, steaming them in the pot with the lid on. This continues the cooking process while also drying them out, preparing them for that crispy exterior.
Clever. So are the waxy and floury potatoes treated the same way?
Almost. The waxy potatoes need a bit more time in the boiling water initially, but the steaming and dry tray preheating are key for both types. This gets the roasting started immediately, creating those crispy edges.
Got it. But they mentioned a downside, needing to turn the potatoes more often since there's less oil.
True. But it's a small price to pay for less oil and healthier, equally delicious roasties. It seems this method emphasizes technique over specific ingredients. Absolutely. The focus is on understanding your potato and adapting the technique accordingly. They used simple vegetable oil and salt, proving that fancy ingredients aren't essential.
So no need for duck fat?
While it might enhance the flavor, it's not the key to success here. It's all about the technique.
This is fantastic. I feel empowered to tackle any potato now. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And remember, no matter what potato you choose, with this technique, you're on your way to roast potato perfection. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.